Good day to you, everyone, or bonjour, or ni hao, or marhaba. It doesn't matter what it is. I like to talk to a lot of people from different places around the world. You are such beautiful and wonderful people. Thank you for being with me. Let's continue with today's videos. And today's video, we are going to continue with the Q&A section, which is you ask question and I try my best to answer the question. I would like to remind you that you can leave your question in the comment section if you are on YouTube and in the review section if you are on the podcast. Let's get started. So today, a question from Ellison, and she's very serious. He said, Noor, I have one question. My question is this. I have a business idea, and I think I'm going to become profitable, but I don't have the money to kickstart the project. Should I be patient and bootstrap the project, or should I find an investor? Well, my friend Ellison, the answer is very straightforward. However, I'm not going to tell you the answer. I'm going to give you the options that you might get if you try each option. And then you decide for yourself which one you have to go with. All right? So if you are sure and certain enough that your idea is urgent and right now, right this moment, you find a solution for a big idea and you find that there is market need right now and the customer is going to pay you money, by all means, go find an investor and don't struggle with running a business on a low budget, because for a simple reason, the market does not wait. If you really have an answer for a problem right now and you have customer, go find someone and let them invest their money in your business. That could be an angel investor, right? Which is your only option, or could be a small bank, a small local bank, right? However, you want to make sure that this investor actually is someone who is not going to take 51% of your business. You don't want to lose the control of your business to an investor. Okay? You don't want to get all of your hard work goes to an investor. However, in my opinion, I personally don't believe that most business ideas are that urgent. Okay? Especially if it's a small business. In most scenario, the business can wait a year or two. All right? And in most scenario, you as an entrepreneur need to understand your market on a much deeper level, okay? And to do that, you have to learn from your mistakes. Not only other people's mistakes, you will go and do mistakes and you have to learn from these mistakes. When you bring an investor has no patience for your mistakes. They invest money and they expect profit as fast as possible. That applies pressure on you. And in some scenario, you don't want that pressure, okay? In some scenario, you need to slow down and you need to understand your customer and you need to better serve your customer and you don't want to rush things, right? This strategy also will allow you to learn business skills and a low budget, which means that you don't have to spend a leg in order to learn how to do business. And that will take you over a year, right? To learn the principle and the basic of business, from accounting, from hiring, from setting up the right operational process and so on and so forth. The third thing that you get is you actually own the 100% of the business. So if it works, well, you are the owner of the entire business and you have no other partner in the business, but that's up to you, right? So by now you should understand and you should have become clear that if your idea is urgent, don't struggle with bootstrapping the idea because you need to hire a lot of people, right? You need to hire a lot, for example, of people who create the product or the software or whatever it is. And you need a lot of people to sell the product, right? You cannot do all of that by yourself. And you need a lot of people with different expertise in order to kickstart your project. You don't have all the skills and you don't want to scratch the surface when it comes to solving the problem with minimal budget. You need fat bank account that solve all this kind of problem and then go to the market as fast as possible and generate profit. And you can become rich and your investor can become rich. And if you can do that, great, all right? I want you to understand one thing. The point of entrepreneurship is really not about if you own 100% or you bootstrap or you find an investor. That's not what it's all about. It's about finding a market gap, arranging resources, including money and labor and whatever it is, in order to create a product and make a sale, serve a customer, and generate profit. That's what it's all about. It's not about if you bootstrap or you find an investor. No. Create a solution, generate a profit, take a portion, or take the entire profit. And it's better to take a portion and give others, or if you want to stay small, take the entire profit. Okay? That's what it's all about. And right now, you should have the answer, okay? It all depends on you and what it is that you want, right? So that's going to be for today's video. And tomorrow's video, we are going to talk about another point when it comes to starting your own business and another question as well. I would like to remind you, if you have any question, you leave it in the comment section if you are on YouTube and in the review section if you are in a podcast. That's going to be for today's video. Bye-bye, au revoir, or zaijian, or ma'assalami. I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.